A reading from the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will give their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 46, and we will read it responsively by whole verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be shaken in the depths of sea, through its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Behold the one who makes war to seize in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shield with fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
A reading from the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter. The Apostle Paul writes, But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. And what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The Gospel of the Lord. April 10th, July 9th, July 2nd, February 24th, July 24th, December 26th, and April 16th. were glorious and celebratory days in the life of the church. God's children were presented for holy baptism by their parents and sponsors. Parents and sponsors who promised that day to faithfully bring them to the services of God's house, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As the celebratory days passed, these children continued to grow in many ways, and their parents and sponsors shared with them the Word of God and provided for their instruction in the Christian faith. That living in the covenant of their baptism and in communion with the church, they might live out the mission that we share in their faithful and faith-filled lives. And so, on this Confirmation Sunday, when we so happily celebrate the journeys of our seven confirmands, the journeys that they have made to reach this day and anticipate the parts of their journeys that are yet to come. And on this Reformation Sunday, when we so happily celebrate the early reformers' strength and courage to witness to the gospel in new and freeing ways, on this day, our gospel text makes us take a few steps back. On what is yet another glorious and celebratory day in the life of the church, what does all this talk about being slaves to sin and being set free? How is that baptismal? In the waters of baptism, don't we have a new birth as children of God? By water and the word, doesn't God deliver us from sin and death and raise us to new life in Jesus Christ? How is this reformational? That is, where is the idea that we are justified by grace through faith? Where is the idea that we are limited in what we can do in our earthly lives? Unfortunately, in our celebrations, we can't just jump straight to the good stuff. We have to recognize and name the hard stuff that makes these celebrations what they are. As Paul says in the second reading, all have sinned and fallen short. And John reiterates it, saying, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. And so each week, as we begin worship, we say some of the most truthful words of our week. We confess that we are captive to sin and that we cannot free ourselves. And each week, we hear God's amazing mercy in Jesus Christ. We hear both that the Son has indeed set us free and the good news that the Son has gifted us with this because of an enormous love for us. Captivity isn't binding. It doesn't have the last word. Jesus does. So if the Son makes you free, you will indeed be freed. We celebrate today and every day because we are indeed freed from something, but we can also be freed for something. Clearly, by following the word of Jesus, we are set free from sin. But what are we freed for? Well, this is where we can look to our confirmation students for some insight. They get it. They understand that we are freed for something. As one of our confirmants wrote in a faith paper, following the example of God has left us in a great, Following the example God has left us is a great way to learn how to be gracious and compassionate to everyone. Another wrote, God serves people through us. Jesus took pride in his relationships with others. He valued all of his relationships. In order for us to serve all people and follow the example of Jesus, we need to get involved in the lives of other people. Another wrote, I need to share the good news Christ brought us and do the things that he would do. Things like helping the poor, sitting with people not everyone likes, and forgiving others no matter how much you don't want to. That same student concluded that paragraph with, I'm looking forward to helping people in the future by using what I have to make their life better. Another wrote, To be a faithful person of God, you need to be willing to serve selflessly and listen to what others say and their interests, because that is what Christ did. He listened to those who were never heard, he healed the ones who were outcasts, and he ate with those who were not seen to be worthy. He was able to look past people's differences and focus on what really mattered. His love was and is boundless, stretching across the earth and welcoming everyone. Our confirmands get it. They get that they are freed for something. Those released from sin and freed to live and engage to life in the world. This is an active life of being near the Word by performing it in the world. To live in the Word is to live a life of justice, of faithful devotion and study, and a life of commitment to the things that Jesus is committed to. Our confirmands are committed to doing just that. Yes, April 10th, and July 9th, and July 2nd, and February 24th, and July 24th, and December 26th, and April 16th were glorious and celebratory days in the life of the church. And we now add October 27th to those days. Because of this day, these seven confirmands who get it, who really get that to live in the world is to live a life of justice, of faithful devotion and study, and a life of commitment to the things that Jesus is committed to. These seven confirmands are publicly sharing with us a sign of their renewed participation in the life of the church. Today, they are examples to all of us of the witness that we can be in and to the world. On this day of celebration, confirmands of days past, confirmands yet to come, know that we are freed to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God and Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. May God give each of us the strength and courage to do just that.